So today, we were just talking about how my iPhone is such an important part of me. Like, mm-hmm. I carry it with me everywhere. And if there's ever, like, a few minutes when I, like, when it's not on me, I'll know. Like, I'll be like, where's my iPhone? And I'll check, and invariably, I'll always, if I like, dropped it somewhere, I'll always find it.
Right.
So, after I dropped you off today, I went to Costco. And, you know, I'm shopping around, I'm buying stuff in the coupon book and everything. Everything is going great. And about halfway through my Costco trip, I check my pocket to see if my iPhone's there. And I'm like, it's not there. So I was like, oh, well, it's just probably just in the car. Mm-hmm. So, okay. I'm walking around. I finish shopping. I get back to my car with all my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, okay, time to check the car to make sure that it's probably just on the floor of the car. So I check the car. It's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm like looking all around. I turn on the light. I look every inch of the car. It's not there. I start, like, flipping out, okay? So then I run back inside. I go to the Costco person. I'm like, hey, look, like, please, like my iPhone is gone. Yeah. Like, my phone is gone. Like, can you check to see if it's been turned in, lost and found, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And they're like, okay, yeah, no lost and found. No one's turned it in. So I was like, okay, it's time for me to retrace my steps.
Was it at the restaurant?
No, listen. So it's time for me to retrace my steps. So I go, start retracing my steps.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to the jeans because I was trying to buy a pair of jeans. Oh, and another thing. When I bought like $100 worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When I bought my stuff, I didn't have my debit card with me. And I was like, fortunately, I had like enough cash to pay for it. But I was like, oh, like I was all messed up because I was like, where's my debit card? Like, that's an important part of my, where's my, so.
You're a mess.
I'm going my jeans. I was like looking at jeans, and this woman's like, "Oh, can I help you?" I was like, "Oh, I'm not actually looking for jeans. I'm just I was here looking at jeans earlier. I'm just trying to find my phone." She's like, "Yeah, I remember you looking for jeans earlier." I was like, "Yeah. So have you seen a phone around here anywhere?" And she's like, "No." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And then this other random woman overhears this conversation,
right?
And she's like, "Oh, do you want me to call your phone?" I was like, that would be great. Why didn't I think of that earlier?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, here's my number. She calls the phone. No, I don't hear it. Because I remember I cranked up the ringer all the way to the loudest. Mm-hmm. Nothing was going on. So I was like, oh, well, this is going to be really inefficient. I was like, can you walk around with me? Maybe we can call it multiple times and walk all around. And this woman was so nice. Maria was so nice. She gave me her phone. She's just like, yeah, you want to, why don't you just use it and try to do it yourself?
That's really nice.
I was like, wow, I would never trust anyone with my phone. I mean, to be fair, her phone was like really crappy, but it's still
really
like,
nice.
And I was like, okay, well, I might go to my car and try to call my phone, but don't worry, I'm not trying to steal the phone. So then I start calling my phone nonstop. I call it over and over again. On the third, I go to my car and call it. No sound. So I was like, it's not near the car. So then I'm walking around Costco calling my phone with another person's phone.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, the phone rings and it's my number on the other end. And let me tell you, it is a scary feeling to get a call from your own number. Okay? Because I didn't know who'd be on the other end. Maybe it'd be like, the guy's like, yeah, okay, looks like you lost your phone, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And by the way, a new, like, version of this. If I wanted to replace this phone, it would cost $700.
Oh.
So I was, like, freaking out. So this guy calls me. He's like, hey, you know, I found your phone. And I was like, a little peculiar because he found it in Costco, but he didn't turn it into the Costco people. He just took it with him. So I was, like, still, like, really on edge. Like, is he going to, like, try to screw me over? And he's like, yeah. He's like, I'm in Revere right now. I was like, oh, well, it's not too far. So I was like, yeah, I'm still at the Costco. He's like, yeah, I already left.
So he picked up your phone and took it out of the Costco.
Yeah, well, no, it's not that outside of the possibility, because actually my dad did it very similar. He found a phone in a parking lot, took it home with him. We called around. We finally got the person, and we returned the phone. It was no problem. So it's like kind of the same deal.
Okay.
So he took the phone out, and then he started calling numbers on it, and he called mom, because thank God mom had called, like, right before I got to the Costco.
Mm-hmm.
And he had told her here's my number, someone wants to find me, blah, blah, blah. So it was already going to be okay, but I was like, I need to have my phone, like, back, right, tonight. Like, if I'm going to freak out. So I was like, I'll go wherever you want. And he was like, yeah, there's a car wash to like near 3 miles down the street. Just meet me there. And I go there. And of course, I didn't have any money with me because I'd spent it all on the Costco right. stuff. But I was going to like try to reward him.
Yeah.
And I got there and I met him in this car wash. And he's like, he had his son with him in the back seat. Aww. Who was like an infant. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, here you go. Gave me the phone. And I was really grateful. I had like $15 with him. I was like, can I give you this money? He's like, no, don't worry about it.
That's
so
nice.
I got the phone back. I was really happy. And the one thing that occurred to me was there is a security feature on the phone where you can enter in a password every time. And you can also program it to, like, if you enter in the wrong password 10 times, it erases the entire phone. Right. So it's a very good security. Like, if you drop the phone somewhere, that person doesn't have access to all your stuff. But all I kept thinking was, if I had done the security thing, I wouldn't have my phone tonight.
He wouldn't answer.
Because he wouldn't have been able to answer it. And, you know, it would be... So now I'm very torn about whether to...
There's an app to trace your phone.
There is, yeah.
You could do that.
So I could have theoretically used that. But it wouldn't have been as fast.
Yeah.
And it would have been weird if I show up to some guy's house and I'm like, yo, you have my phone. Yeah, and he's like, how do you know that?
I followed you. Yeah. I've been watching you.
Exactly.
Well, thank goodness for good people.
Yeah, but it was just funny because right before that, I was just talking to you about how I always have my phone with me. So, anyway, happy ending to the story. And I'm recording this story on my iPhone. I'm happy to have it back.
Yay.